Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Junkyard Dogcast. I'm Kip Adams at Dogs247, and well, Georgia has finished the regular season 12-0 for the first time since 1982 and blanks out in-state rival Georgia Tech 45-0. I believe it's been 57 years since Georgia has shut out Georgia Tech. That's quite a long time. Another, you know, real record-breaking season so far for Georgia, setting new marks left and right. I think for Georgia fans, you know, with a Vegas line that was over 35, you got to be pretty happy seeing Georgia come out on top 45-0 today. You could tell that defense was definitely, you know, playing up to the standard Kirby Smart set for them and shutting out Georgia Tech, and for the most part playing pretty clean on both sides of the football. Obviously some run fits here and there that I think Kirby would like to get cleaned up on defense, especially with what they have coming next week. But overall, they dominated in all facets of the game. Stetson Bennett comes out the gate 9 of 10 to start the game passing. I think he completed passes to 9 different pass catchers during that stretch. Helped Georgia, you know, come out the gate strong. Had some of his best throws of the season out there for Georgia, and is really playing, you know, of all the times for him to step his game up and start, you know, really playing some elite football at the quarterback position. I think Stetson, you can't really pick a better time than right now to get Georgia humming along. And I know that a lot of people want to talk about a receiver that had one catch in this game coming back to the field, but you know, it's tough not to really talk about Brock Bowers and the special season he is having, setting basically all the records for a tight end at Georgia in his first season at Georgia. Now, you know, it's incredible what he is able to do. And you know, he had two of the most impressive offensive plays you're going to see a Georgia pass catcher ever really have in this game, finishing, you know, with 3 catches for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, 2 big-time plays, a 60-yard, you know, catch and run where he just showed elite speed that, you know, is just rare at the tight end position, and then an outstanding 9-yard touchdown catch where he just turns around, catches the ball, turns his body midair, and gets that toe inside the end zone for that second score. Brock is now, I believe, he's got 10 touchdown catches. He's got 11 total touchdowns, 652 yards receiving, and 770 yards from scrimmage. A true freshman from Napa, California, and a player who was not picked among the 3 finalists for the John Mackey Award as the nation's best tight end. He is officially, he already was, but he's officially made it known that he was snubbed. I'm pretty sure that committee would like a redo there for the John Mackey finalist there. Outstanding game from Brock, and just a guy that really no one's been able to defend all year long. A special player and a guy that Georgia's going to have after this year for 2 more seasons. So a reason to be excited about Brock Bowers. But you know, the biggest cheers in the game. And this was a Georgia crowd once again for an away game in Atlanta. Georgia fans, I think conservatively speaking, 80-20, the Georgia to Georgia Tech fan breakdown there in Atlanta. Definitely a very, very Georgia heavy crowd there. But the biggest cheers of this game were definitely when wide receiver George Pickens took the field and took his first snaps since tearing his ACL, coming back from a torn ACL in March, coming back to play. That's been the discussion all season, as if whether or not George Pickens was going to be cleared and then whether or not he would actually play again for Georgia. Very, very passionate debate there. But one thing we've kind of maintained on Dogs 247 is that George Pickens is a highly competitive player. So to see him return to the field and against Georgia Tech of all teams, and then to see him, you know, make that 5-yard catch, you know that he was fired up, but you really know that Georgia, his teammates and the coaching staff there were fired up for him to be able to get back on the field and return from that less than 9 months, you know, since he injured his ACL there. Very impressive by George. And even if he only had one catch for 5 yards, getting him back on the field, that gives Alabama one more thing they're going to have to prepare for this coming week in practice. So I think that right there was another win for Kirby Smart, not just getting George Pickens back on the field at any capacity, but definitely giving another look that his next opponent is going to have to prepare for. And I think, you know, overall offensively, you really liked what you see out of Stetson Bennett. You liked what you see again in the passing game. You know, ups and downs as far as the run game is concerned, but really got it done when they needed to. Really impressive when you had Dijon Edwards and Kenny McIntosh in there, the third and fourth string running backs in this game. You know, they really made some big plays as well for Georgia. Reminded you that, you know, they still have some depth in this backfield, and they still have some talent for the future, for life after James Cook and Zamir White. The defense, again, pitched a shutout. Another strong outing by N'Kobe Dean out there. I believe he led the team in tackles with 6. You know, had a shared sack there. Got, you know, pressured the Georgia Tech quarterback left and right. Made sure that, you know, life was very difficult for anyone in the Georgia Tech backfield. But I think, again, a lot of depth out there. Nolan Smith getting back on the field from injury was big for Georgia as well. Overall, coming out of this game healthy was key. And I think overall Georgia did that. You want to see what the status is with Kyaris Jackson, because he did seem to injure his ribs in that game and came out of the game. Still no word on, you know, where his status is. That'll be something that, you know, obviously Jake and we'll be catching up with Kirby after this game, and we'll be trying to get that update on Monday as well, just to see where he's at and his return, because you want to have him back for Alabama if possible as well. Chris Smith and Jamari Sawyer did not go in this game. You have to think that Chris Smith could be, you know, close and ready to go next week. Jamari Sawyer re-aggravating that foot injury this week, so that's a question mark. But Broderick Jones at left tackle, again, more experience, looked pretty good out there. The pass protection has been outstanding all year long. The run blocking has been an up-and-down affair, but for the most part, it's still been good when they need it to be. You know, they'll need it to be good or possibly great next week against Alabama. I think you just overall have to be happy to come out of this game with, you know, not just a win, a dominating win, but overall healthy, you know, overall playing well in all facets of the game. And it looks like, you know, they're set up pretty well for the SEC championship next week, and really no complaints. I mean, if you're nitpicking here, you want to see again the offensive line run blocking. That's the one aspect of this team that, you know, stands to do better than what they've done so far this year. But the defense is firing on all cylinders. Another shutout and a historically good defense for Georgia, and one that will now be able to spend the rest of the week preparing for Alabama and watching them against Auburn and you know, trying to get that early film session. And you got to believe that the Georgia players are going to have a very short celebration of this game in Atlanta, and they're going to get to their TVs quickly to go ahead and watch and see what their next opponent looks like against Auburn. So I think overall Georgia performed very well, firing on all cylinders, and again 12-0. Georgia fans, not much to really not be happy about in this game. So for this edition of the Junkyard Dogcast, I'm Kip Adams. We'll talk to you again next week.
Streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Made it PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.